Oh, hey, come on in. Thanks for coming over. I packed up all his stuff over there. You're sure you really want to take it back to him? I seriously considered just trashing it all. That asshole would deserve it. If he is too much of a fucking coward to come get his stuff after breaking up with me and leaving, does he really deserve to have it back? Okay, fine. Ugh, you're a way better friend than he deserves, you know that? You're not still letting him crash at your place, are you? Wow, he already moved in with the girl he cheated on me with? That is just like him, isn't it? Anyway, enough about that fucker. Once you take those two trash bags filled with his shit, I won't have to think about him anymore. Oh, before you take his stuff, do you want me to get you a drink or something? I'd feel bad if you came all this way for that loser and went away thirsty. You're sure? You don't want anything? Not even a glass of water? Okay, water it is. Here you go. Why don't you sit down while you drink? There. And there's actually space on the couch to sit now since he isn't here to fill it with empty beer cans and chip bags. You know, I think the place looks a lot better without his stuff around, don't you? Yeah, you were over here a lot, so you'd be able to tell the difference as much as anyone. Although, even though you were over here all the time, this is the first time it's just the two of us here, isn't it? Hey, what's the matter? Oh, come on. All I did was touch your thigh. What's wrong with that? It's not like we haven't touched each other before. We hug all the time. Different? How is this different? It's just innocent touching between friends. We are friends, right? At least, I thought we were. I never thought of you as just his friend. Did you really see me as your friend's girl? Oh, good. That makes me so happy to hear you say. So we can stay friends then? I'm happy he's gone now, but I'd hate to lose you too. Oh, thank you. Huh? What's wrong? Don't tell me you're that surprised over a little kiss on the cheek. It's innocent, right? Just between friends. If I wanted to do something less innocent, I'd have done this. Hey, don't pull away. Come on, stop. I know you want this too. I've seen the way you look at me. Even the very first time he introduced us, you couldn't keep your eyes off me. So what's the problem? It's not like either of us are attached anymore. So there's nothing wrong with this. Ouch! Stop shoving! Oh, you really shouldn't have tried to run. Look at you. Now you only hurt yourself. Don't try to get up. You're far too weak. Even only drinking half a glass is more than enough to make you helpless. Here, let me help you back onto the couch. There. Now just lie still and don't struggle. Shh, shh. Just relax. There. Now, I know you're confused, but try to keep calm. Let me explain. The first thing you should know is that I'm not doing this because I'm angry at you. No. I meant what I said before. You've always been a good friend to me. It's just that You're also his friend. I've been trying so hard to figure out how I can hurt him after he hurt me so much. Originally, I was hoping he would be the one to come, drugging and revenge fucking the asshole who cheated on me would have been just perfect. But he was too much of a coward to even respond to my text. But you, you're his best friend. You were willing to come over. And if I can't make him feel it directly, doing it to you is a close second. Even a selfish, arrogant piece of shit like him would feel the sting of being betrayed by his best friend, right? So, I'm sorry, but you're going to betray him. You're going to fuck your best friend's ex just days after we broke up. Don't try to say you don't want this. I can feel how hard you are. And no matter how much you try to look away, your eyes just keep coming back to my tits. You always did have a thing for them. I never wear a bra at home, so I got to see the way you'd stare at them every single time you came over. You can see my nipples poking against this thin t-shirt right now, can't you? You want to see them, don't you? Don't try to deny it. You want me to show you my tits. Don't look away then, baby. I want you to watch the whole time as I slip my top off and let you see the tits you've been longing for. I can feel you getting harder against my thighs. I wonder how long you've been dreaming of this. Having me straddle you like this, rubbing my thighs against your bulge, my bare tits swinging in front of your face. Tell me, baby. Tell me how long you've been longing for this. Really? You're still denying it when I'm rubbing right against your cock? You think that you can deny it when I can feel your cock twitching against my thighs? You're not even trying to push me off anymore. With your hands resting on my hips like that, the only thing your weak little pushes will do is make me grind even harder against you. But if you still won't admit that you want this, I guess I'll have to take this even further. I know you were always more of a tit guy, but you still stared at my ass plenty when I wear shorts like this. So, if I take these shorts off and have nothing but my panties covering me, that's the reaction I was hoping for. So now we'll see if you can still pretend you don't want this while my ass is grinding right up against your boner. Fuck. You're so fucking hard. Wow. I'd heard your cock was a bit bigger than his. I guess the rumors were all true. Who said that? Not telling. I did talk to your old girlfriends, though. And some of the things they said definitely got me interested. You know, even though I blame him for being a cheating bastard, I can't deny that there were a few times when I thought about what it would be like to do it with you. Remember when I fought with him just after our anniversary? I was pissed that he hadn't even remembered, and you spent the whole evening comforting me. And the next day, when he had gifts ready and special trip planned, it was really you who planned all that, wasn't it? I was so happy at the time that I didn't question it. But thinking back, there's no way a self-centered asshole like him would do so much for me. It was all you, wasn't it? You've always liked me, haven't you? But you're too good of a friend to betray him on your own. Even now that he left me, the fact that I used to be his girl is making you hesitate. But there's no need for that. I'm not his anymore. I can be yours. All you have to do is let me give myself to you. You can say no, but your body is already giving in. Your hips are already starting to push up against my ass. Your cock is already straining against your pants. Poor thing. Let's give it some space, shall we? Yep. Your cock is definitely nicer. God, I can't believe I settled for him when I had someone better in front of me all along. What's wrong, baby? Don't you like it when I kiss your cock? Don't my soft lips feel good running up and down and all over your thick, hard, throbbing cock? Fuck. I can't hold back anymore. I need to fuck you. I just need you inside of me. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Yes. You're filling me up so much. Can you feel how wet I am for you as your cock slides in all the way inside of me? Fuck. Wow. Even just having you inside already feels fucking incredible. You feel good too, right? Fuck. Seeing you bite your lip like that to hold back your moans is just so fucking hot. I hope you're ready, baby, because I'm going to start writing you now. And I'm not going to stop until I fucked away all my hate for him. How did that feel? How does that feel? Is that too fast? No, I'm not going to stop, silly. I'll slow down if it will make you feel better, but I'm not stopping until I'm satisfied. Isn't this what you've always dreamed of? Being able to fuck me like this has to be a fulfillment of some of your deepest fantasies. How many times did you go home after spending the evening playing games with us and then jack yourself off to the thought of doing exactly what you're doing right now? Oh, fuck. I'll tell you the truth. I'd do the same thing. If I was angry with him, or even just annoyed, I'd pretend I was too tired for sex. But then after he fell asleep, I'd finger myself thinking about you, thinking about how you touch me, how your hands would feel all over my body, how tender and gentle and loving you would be instead of being a selfish dick like him. You've already lasted longer than he typically would. I lost count of the times he'd spurt his load just minutes after we began, and then fall asleep without doing a goddamn thing for me. Fuck that asshole. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him for cheating on me. Fuck him for never caring for me. Fuck him for being too much of a coward to face me himself. And sending the only good friend he hasn't driven away to face me instead. When's the last time he even did anything for you? He's a fucking leech. And the only thing I could ever dislike about you is that you stayed friends with him even after all the shit he's put you through. He doesn't deserve you or me. We both deserve better. We deserve each other. So take me. Grab onto my hips and thrust deep into my hot, tight, soaking, wet pussy. Do all the things you've always dreamed about. Fuck! Huh? Oh! Fuck! Yes! Just like that. Just like that. So good. Don't hold anything back, baby. Just fuck me with everything you've got. Oh my god. Make my pussy yours. It doesn't belong to him anymore. It belongs to you. Only you. So take it. Take me. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh. Fuck yes. You're getting close, right? About to come? Yes. Do it, baby. Yes. Come inside me. Is it safe? Who the fuck cares? Just do it. I need it. I need you. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. Yes. God, yes. Oh. Beat my pussy and come. I want every inch of my pussy covered with your cum. Oh, yes. Good. so much better than he could have done. Let's rest just a bit. Yeah. My God. Tell me, baby. Was it as good as you dreamed? Was my pussy as good as you imagined it? It was. That makes me so happy. You were just as good as I imagined, too. You're not still feeling guilty, are you? There's nothing to feel guilty about. He deserves this. All this and more. And you'll help me with all of that, won't you? There's so much more I want to do to make him feel the hurt he gave me. Won't you help me with that? Surely you're not still going to side with him after all that. I thought so. Well then, let's get started again. That was enough of a rest, right, babe? Yes, of course we're going again. I'm not nearly satisfied yet. I told you I wasn't going to stop until I fucked away all my hate for him. And trust me, I've still got a lot left.